The appetite of wealthy Chinese for luxury now extends to both yachts and yacht companies. Although there are no official statistics, it is believed that between 300 and 400 pleasure boats were sold in China last year. There are an estimated 3,000 pleasure boats in all of China. Dalian Wanda Group, a real estate firm, acquired control of British yacht maker Sunseeker for about $500 million in 2013. Earlier, Shandong Heavy Industry Group, Weichi Group, produced a controlling stake in the Italian-based Ferretti Group in a deal that was valued at about $230 million. Gordon Hui, head of Asia operations for Sunseeker, says the market in China for deep-hulled, handcrafted luxury yachts has ballooned in recent years. However, high taxes, regulation, and limited marinas and berths could hinder that expansion. Still, several thousand Chinese showed up at this year's 7th annual International Boat Show in Dalian in June. Paul Blanc is the Asia-Pacific director for French boat builder Jeannot, a company targeting Chinese interests in boats ranging from 5 to 25 meters and starting at about $240,000 each. Blanc told Daybreak Asia's Victor Beatty the yacht business only recently has taken off, in part because Chinese are not naturally drawn to the sea and sun.
So this was more of a challenge to sell them this lifestyle, but in the end they want to collect all the codes of being a wealthy, affluent person. It has been starting 2008, as soon as we had the first marinas, there has been a few people who got interested in it, and there has been a snowball effect where other people also wanted to own a yacht because that was part of the things to own when you're a wealthy person. So I would say the market has really started from this type of status symbol. People have been looking really to own a yacht rather than use a yacht. And today we enter a second phase of development of the market where we can start to see people actually using their boat, and we are not only reaching super wealthy people, but also a more, hard to call them upper middle class, but fairly relatively less wealthy people who would buy smaller yachts and more for their pleasure. I think 2006 we sold one boat, and the next year we sold three, and the next year we sold nine. Now we are more at the development rate of about 30% per year. China has entered a slowdown period last year. It's not as developing as fast as before. We used to know a Chinese economy with development rates of 10%. And on top of that, people really in the wealthy, the super high net worth individual, people really cashing in for all the real estate investments they've done or the selling their companies. So we could see a lot of cash before coming in, and a very fast development. It's a bit less enthusiastic at the moment because the Chinese economy have suffered a little bit from lower exportations. So a lot of the industries that were producing a lot of garments and toys for the export now are in competition with other countries like India or Bangladesh.
Paul, is there a yachting culture in China, or do you have to educate these people on how to use them?
We have to educate them. That's what is fascinating in this market and where we have a big challenge. And that's also part of the reason why we set up an office in China and we didn't want to manage this market from far away, is that before selling our products, we need to be selling the lifestyle. So I think all the brands, all the companies that are in this business and today have an eye on China share the same objective. And before we fight to say my product is better than your product, we actually should put everybody agreeing on the fact that it's great to go on the water and enjoy. So we do a lot of events to promote the lifestyle, meaning we organize events with our clients, take them on the water, go for a day, go for a barbecue on a beach, show them what they can do with the boat.
Paul, does China have the infrastructure to accommodate these yachts, the ports and so forth?
Yes. Today it's not really the obstacle. We have about 45 marinas in China, let's say 45 professionally run marinas with significant berthing space, usually between, can go from 50 to 400 berths. In one marina, and they are all over the country. So this is really not an obstacle like we have in some other countries, especially mature markets where sometimes the lack of space is a problem to sell boats. Here we have definitely all the space we want.
Blanc says one of the challenges facing yacht owners is that all marinas are privately owned, which means that they're exclusive and more social-oriented rather than leisure-oriented. It also makes them expensive, with membership fees going as high as $162,000. The government also imposes a series of taxes that add up to about 43% of the boat's purchase price, making more difficult to reach lower-income clients. Despite those challenges, Blanc says his company is in China for the long term because of the size of the population, the country's long coastline, the wealth of the Chinese, and their willingness to try new things. As for the rest of Asia, Blanc says promising markets include South Korea, Malaysia, and Indonesia, which has great potential but lacks the proper infrastructure for pleasure boats.